Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by Lou Hoger. He is the SHIP counselor at Dallas County Hospital. Lou, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, it's good to be with you today, and it's good to be able to get the word out to people who might be in Medicare coverage or approaching Medicare coverage, because SHIP can render an invaluable service to them. This is particularly open enrollment time, which goes from October 15th to December 7th. And during that time, it's advantageous for people to come in and review particularly their Part D prescription plans. There are four things primarily that people would focus on during the open enrollment period and their drug plans. And the first is known as the formulary. And I think anybody who's on a prescription drug plan knows what the formulary is. That's the list of the prescriptions that are covered by your particular plan. And not only are they on or off the formulary, but they are rated as a tier 1, a tier 2, tier 3, preferred generic, preferred brand. There are different labels, and there are different costs involved with those different levels. And what people may be amazed at is how often a different year can mean a totally different cost for their same prescriptions. And for many people that have come into my office already, they've added a few prescriptions, they've dropped a few prescriptions. And so what we can do is go into the Medicare.gov website, update their prescription list, and look at the cost of their drugs for 2018 based on the plan they are now involved in. We get a complete printout analysis of that plan, the cost of each drug, the total cost for the year, the premium that's involved. And then we can also look at what other plans might be available at a lower cost, sometimes as much as $700, $800, $900 less, because a particular prescription they have this year has suddenly come off the formulary of their present plan, even though it would be covered till the end of the year, or their prescriptions have been moved to a different tier level with the plan they have. A particular concern when people are looking at formularies is what I call the television drugs. As soon as I see the name of one of those on a prescription list that's been advertised on television, we're almost always talking a very high cost. There are some drug plans who have a better contract with the manufacturer of that particular drug. Therefore, that drug might be available at a much lower cost with a different plan than the one the people presently have. Another thing that's important to look at is not just the cost of one or two prescriptions, but the total cost for the year. There are three elements that go into the total cost for the year. One, of course, would be the premium of the plan. Most plans would run between $25 and $35, somewhere in that range. Then we need to look at the deductible. Some have as low as maybe a $200 deductible, $250. Some will have $405. That seems to be a popular figure for deductibles. And so that means if there's a higher deductible, that first month will probably be a higher cost if there are several prescriptions. Then I actually can give a part of that detailed report is the cost per month to that consumer, but also the total cost for the year, which then includes, of course, the premium, the deductible, and the copay for each one of the prescriptions. Another thing that we would consider are the restrictions on certain pharmacies by certain plans. Plans may limit the quantity they will supply of certain drugs. Some plans will require them to get approval from that carrier, from that plan, before they purchase that drug. Others will require that they be on a STEP program, which means we're not going to let you try that one first. We're going to let you try this generic first. And if that doesn't work, well, then we're going to go to a tier two. And if that doesn't work, well, then we'll finally let you have the one you want. So that's something we would look at. And then, of course, the cost of each particular pharmacy. Some pharmacies might be preferred by a particular plan, by that network. Some people are accustomed to going to that pharmacy where they've been going for years and years, but they also might find that that particular pharmacy might cost them $90 more than another pharmacy next year. They will also be able to compare pharmacy costs with mail order pharmacy costs. And oftentimes the mail order plan will cost them much less. And people need to remember that every year during this open enrollment period, they can change those drug plans. I might want to add that open enrollment is about mostly the drug plan, but anyone who is approaching retirement or who will be becoming eligible for Medicare will probably want to come talk to the SHIP counselor. They will, of course, probably be going to Ames to enroll in Medicare and perhaps Social Security, but those don't necessarily go together. And after they've done that, they can come with their brand new shiny Medicare card to the SHIP office, and we can help them look at all of the Medicare supplement plans that are available. There's an alphabet soup of Medicare plans, and we're able to give them the details that each plan would offer, and we can also provide them with a list of all the companies that offer that particular plan. For example, the F plan is a very popular plan, one of the most inclusive. So we can show them exactly what an F plan involves, and they will be able to then contact those companies, of course, we can give them estimated costs, but they will be calling those different companies. One of the things I want to add that's important, I think, during this time for them to understand is it's very difficult to leave a Medicare supplement plan, because once you do, there's no guaranteed enrollment in any other plan. And so we like to say you're married to that Medicare supplement plan, because you might have to jump through some medical hoops to get another plan. Not any plan has to take you. So that's very important for people to remember.
All right. Lots and lots of information there. Great information. But if you were to sort of just summarize everything that you just said into just a few short sentences, what is, I guess, the central idea of what you're offering as far as SHIP counseling is concerned?
We can help people make healthy choices, wise choices, as to Medicare supplements, Medicare pharmacy drug plans, and Medicare Advantage plans. And we can help them through that maze of options that are out there that can be very, very confusing to many people.
All right, great. Well, Lou Hoger, SHIP counselor at Dallas County Hospital, anything else that you wanted to mention today?
465-7578. That's 465-7578. That's a direct line into my office at the Dallas County Hospital.
All right, so give Lou a call if you have any questions. Lou, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for offering us this opportunity.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lou Hoger. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.